Part C.
I'd like to introduce Dr. Carter, a researcher who specializes in sleep disorders. Welcome, Dr. Carter.
It's a pleasure to be here today.
Does anyone have a question for the doctor?
Yes, I do. My name is Pete Smith. I have been suffering from insomnia for years, and I've tried everything. I've given up coffee, tried meditation, quit eating sweets, and nothing seems to work.
I can tell you that there are several possible reasons that could be causing your lack of sleep. First of all, stress. If you have a lot of stress, your brain will focus on your problems while you are trying to sleep.
I don't really have a lot of stress. I'm a freelance programmer, so I just work at home creating algorithms.
Ah, I see. I know exactly what the problem is then. If you're working on the computer, you need to stop at least 2 hours before bedtime.
That's interesting. Before I ask this question to Dr. Carter, do any of you know why screen time before bed might affect your sleep?
I'm Julia White. I have a theory that it's because whatever you were doing on the computer is still on your mind, so you think about it a lot and are not able to get to sleep.
Are you someone who uses the computer late at night, Julia?
Actually, I am somewhat addicted to my smartphone. I can't stop looking at it at night. I even look at it after midnight.
Let's ask Dr. Carter why screen time would affect your sleep. Dr. Carter?
It's actually the light that is emitted from the screens, whether they are big or small. The light affects your level of melatonin production, which is a hormone essential for sleep. The light emulates daytime and thus tricks your brain into believing it's still light outside, which reduces your melatonin production.
Thanks, Dr. Carter. You all heard it here. Turn off those screens 2 hours before bedtime.